Eagle in Proverbs 23:5 says, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. So if you've ever watched an eagle soaring high in the sky, then you can truly realize how majestic they are. They fly with such confidence and ease, and they are truly pictures of power, of strength, and of freedom. So perhaps that's why the eagle has been used by so many countries, both ancient countries and modern ones, as a national symbol. On June the 20th, 1782, the eagle officially became the national emblem of the United States of America. A little side note about that, not all of our founding fathers were in favor of that. In fact, Benjamin Franklin did not want the eagle to be our national emblem. He thought it was not appropriate because it was a scavenger and on occasion would even be would eat carrion. He wanted the wild turkey to be our national emblem. He said it was a lot smarter and slyer than the eagle and would present a greater symbol, one not as offensive as the eagle. Anyhow, he was voted down, and I'm kind of glad he was. The mighty eagle is even the mascot for the renowned Pasadena Senior High School, of which Peggy and I, along with Rob Jackson, are graduates. So it's pretty well known. And at this point, I would like to be the first one to say, because I'm pretty sure I'll hear it later, this sermon is for the birds. So that reminds me of this happened to me about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. I was on the way to the post office in Milliken one Saturday morning. I was driving along FM 159, and I saw an eagle, or what I thought was an eagle. So I got to the post office. I asked the lady there if anybody had reported seeing any eagles in the area. And she said no. And about that time, this older gentleman walked in. And she asked him, said, have you seen an eagle? And he said, no, I hadn't read it this morning. So she told him, no, that's not the eagle I was talking about. I was talking about a real eagle. So it's good to have a little humor, but of greater importance is to us is how God's Word refers to the eagle. The first reference, well, Strong's Exhaustive Concordance list 34 different verses that refer or mention to the eagle. And the first reference is Exodus 19, verse 4, and it says, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. One commentary had this to say about that verse. He said, the eagle is bold and swift. It can soar above all obstacles. Thus it is a fitting figure of God's success at liberating his chosen people. So tonight, I would like to point out some of the physical attributes of the eagle and make some spiritual applications that will help us on our journey to heaven. The first attribute that I think we need to look at is the eagle's eyesight, which is truly amazing. Studies have shown that an eagle can see 4 to 5 times farther than the average human can. Each eye of an eagle has 2 fovea. That's the area of acute vision. And humans only have 1. So inside each fovea are cones which allow the eagle to see small details from a great distance away. Their eyesight is so sharp, accurate that they can see an eagle from 2 to 3 miles away, even at a height of 1,000 feet. It's amazing, amazing eyesight. The eagles also have incredible color vision that allows them to see shades and ultraviolet lights that are not visible to us. So they can see things that we can't even see. And God has also given the eagle 2 sets of eyelids to protect their eyes. The first pair is very similar to ours. The second pair is a clear, it's called nictitating membrane. And these eyelids can be closed for protection and still allow the eagle to see. It's just like a pair of goggles. If those of you that ski or ride motorcycles or anything like that, you know how the wind will affect your eyes, cause them to water. Well, the eagle has this clear membrane that can come down over his eyes and give him the protection that he needs. The amazing eyesight of an eagle causes one to think of the perspective that it must have, a perspective that is much sharper and greater than ours. We allow our perspective to become too narrow when we focus too much on the earthly things. God wants us to change our perspective. He wants us to have one that is where we have a clearer view of life and of eternity. Colossians 3:2 tells us to set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. So if we have a narrow focus, we set our perspective on earthly things, our focus is too narrow. And our earthly focus causes us to miss God's view of things. And that's where our perspective needs to be. The second attribute are the wings of an eagle. They are designed so that air can pass very quickly through the wings. And this allows the eagles to fly at remarkable speed and height with great ease. If you've ever seen one soaring in the air, they just glide and they're so very graceful. And eagles have even been sighted at an altitude of 10,000 feet. Their wingspan is approximately 7 feet. And they only flap their wings when they're taking off or when they're in pursuit of a prey. The rest of the time, they're gliding on the wind currents. And their wings are characterized by primary feathers, which are separated at the tips, just like the fingers of a hand. These feathers are separated. That this allows the air to pass through more easily. And this allows the air to pass through quickly, enabling the eagle to fly almost indefinitely. The eagles allow the wind to lift them higher and propel them faster. And the eagle can fly with ease without a great deal of resistance from the wind or from storms. And we can experience a certain kind of ease in our lives also. Certainly we'll face difficulties, we'll have challenges, and we'll have trials. James 1 and 2 tells us that. But the Bible says, the way of the unfaithful is hard, but by contrast, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11 and 30. Excuse me. As we follow God and depend on Him, our faith will grow stronger, and it can be the wind beneath our wings to make our journey easier. Like I said earlier, we will face certain difficulties and winds of adversity, but we can learn to use the opposing winds to our advantage. Just like eagles, they use the storms to rise higher. In fact, they can rise high enough that they can get above the storms. So we can use the storms, which trials and tribulations, to make us stronger. Paul, in the 5th chapter of Romans, and James in chapter 1, tells us to exult in and be joyous when we face them. Soar above the storm. Don't let the trials and tribulations and things that we face pull us down. The eagle can also lock its wings into a fixed position, which allows them to glide higher because of the storm than they otherwise would. We can also, so to speak, lock our faith into a fixed position so that we too can rise higher. We can be determined to trust in God no matter what happens in life to keep our faith from wavering. Hebrews 10:23 tells us to Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, our faith, without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. It's without wavering, and God is faithful. We can depend on that. The third attribute is the eagle's ability to change, and that's perhaps the greatest attribute that the eagle has. I'm going to go through these slides rather quickly, but I just wanted to show you the ability that an eagle has to change. It says that the eagle has the longest lifespan among all birds. It can live up to 70 years, but to reach this age, the eagle must make a hard decision. Its long and flexible talons can no longer grab prey, which it serves as its food. Its long and sharp beak becomes bent to the point where it can't use the beak to tear the meat from the prey. And its old and aged and heavy wings, due to their thick feathers, become stuck to its chest and make it difficult to fly. So the eagle is then left with only two options: to either die or go through a painful process of change, which lasts up to 150 days. The process requires that the eagle fly to a mountaintop and sit on its nest. There, the eagle knocks its beak against a rock until it plucks it out. And after plucking it out, the eagle will wait for a new beak to grow back, and then it will use that new beak to pluck out its talons. When its new talons grow back in, the eagle then starts plucking its old age feathers. And after 5 months, the eagle takes its famous flight of rebirth to be able to live for another 30 years. So just as the eagle can change, we can change and renew itself. God has provided a means of change and renewal for us. Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24 says, in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, and that you be renewed, and that you put on the new self. So in order to recap, we talked about the eagle's eyesight. It's much greater perspective than what we have. The eagle's peripheral vision is about 270 degrees, and the average human has about 180. The only exception I know to that was my mother, and she had eyes in the back of her head, so she had a greater perspective than we do. The eagle can use their wings to soar higher. We can't let storms and adverse winds and trials and tribulations knock us down. We have to learn to use them to make us stronger. Get stronger so that we can soar above the storms. And the eagle's ability to change. So we too can change from our old life of sin to a new life in Christ. We can do that by letting God's words direct our steps. You know, last Sunday, Brian talked to us about Romans 6 and the subject of baptism. Well, that's how we put off the old self that was beset with sin. And we put on the new self to start our flight of rebirth. So tonight, if you're in need to put on the new self or to ask forgiveness of sin after having put on the new self, please make your wishes known as we sing the song of encouragement.